Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another exciting Make It 8 Outreach live tailgate party. We are down here in Lakeland, Florida. And let me tell you, the Cumbie Arena, we're getting it on with some great bull riding action. Had us about five bull riders so far. Just trying to get a bull out of the arena. Nick Cacuzzo was going to be the bull rider that is in our lead right now. He comes in with a score, I believe, of 72. That is unofficially. We've only had two qualified rides. It's going to be Junior Jader, a Brazilian cowboy, had a score of 64. He was on a bull they call Misfit. Now, Misfit did not have his normal trip, did not give the bull rider the best opportunity to win any money, so they gave him an option for a re-ride. He decided to turn it down. These cowboys, they have 30 bull riders here tonight, and they are going to be bringing six back to the short go. So, rodeo fans, let me tell you, we are getting it on right now. We have had five bull riders so far, getting ready to go down to our sixth bull rider right now. I'm going to try to slide on down here and see who we got. Not sure if we've got Kelly on the line with us. Looks like she's going to be doing the video in for us. We'll see if we can't catch up with her. All right, there, rodeo fans. Looks like Kenny Hammack is going to be the next cowboy. Looks like he's bearing down right now. All right, Kenny Hammack is out to the left now. Oh, got him back on his pocket. Not able to make that corner there. Bull just kind of sat and spun. So it's going to be a no score for Kenny Hammack. And let me tell you, these bulls, it is wet. It is muddy down here. These cowboys are getting dirty, but they loving every minute of it. This is the rodeo action. Just to let you rodeo fans know, we got four different stock contractors down here. Junior Lanier had an opportunity to be on a lot of his bulls. We also have B&B Bucking Bulls. We have Jamie Randan, a Randan Elite Bucking Bull. And we have Cleveland Lewis down here bucking his bull. And let me tell you, we got some great bullfighters down here. We got Chaz Fish, one of Making Eight Zone. You guys have heard him on our radio program. We also have Garrett Aston, who's one of the producers down here with E-Bar E Rodeo Company. And we also have the Young Buck. We've got Cody Robinson down here. Now, let me tell you, rodeo fans, this young cowboy is getting in it. He is bringing these bulls around, knows how to get it. They are covered in mud and loving every bit of it. But these guys are doing a great job protecting these cowboys, stepping in the middle there. And I know Kelly is right over there behind the speakers. We're going to say hi to her here in just a little bit when we get a chance to get a break. But let me tell you, rodeo fans, had a great concert down here before this show got started. KC Johns is down here, one of Nashville stars. Did a little concert for the fans, and let me tell you what a great show she did. We're getting ready to bear down with more bull riding action right now. All right, bull rider called for the gate. He's out around hard to the right. Bull rider staying with him, just not able to get up on that corner, able to get out of the way. Bullfighter step in the middle. Great job for those bullfighters. Not quite sure who the cowboy was right there. A Brazilian cowboy, we know that. All right, rodeo fans, they're bringing more bulls into bull riding action down here now. Kelly, you...
I got you now, Scott.
Okay, how you doing there?
I'm doing pretty good.
What kind of view do you have from your side?
I'm sorry, Scott. I'm sitting right next to these speakers here. I can't barely hear you.
All right, what kind of view do you got over there?
I got an awesome view. I got a great view. I'm worried about them coming out towards my direction, though. They're going to get me covered in mud if they come this way.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah, you haven't got any mud on you yet, have you?
I haven't, no. I've been lucky
all
so far.
All right, good deal. All right, well, I'll tell you what. We got a lot of bull riding action yet to come. They have 30 bull riders down here tonight. We'll let you get down and do some video in there, Kelly. You just hang tight. We'll check back in with you here in a few minutes.
All right.
All right, the rodeo fans, there you have it. Checking in with Kelly down there. We're going to slide on down here and see who we got. Trying to find out what the next cowboy is or who the next cowboy is. I got to tell you, rodeo fans, these bulls down here, I mean, they're not quite sure what to think. They're sitting in these back pens, which are about belly deep in mud. And they get turned out right here. These little bulls will kick. You know, this is Florida, and they do call it these swamp bulls. And let me tell you, these bulls will get it. Looks like our catchmen down here at the end are trying to get the rope, trying to get a bull to get back down there at the... All right. Well, we got that bull back behind the bucking shoes now. All right, rodeo fans, like I said, we are back behind the bucking shoes bringing this to you live. So what you're hearing is what you're getting down here at this rodeo. Hoping you guys are enjoying the show with Southern States Bull Riding, E-Bar-E Rodeo Production. Cristiano Vargas is going to be the next cowboy. He's going to be the eighth cowboy of the night. He's calling for the gate right now, trying to get the bull to look out. And there he goes, ground hard to the left. Bull rider just not able to make that corner. Let me tell you, these bulls are getting it down here. It's going to be a buck off for Cristiano. Great try for that cowboy, though. Well, you say we do have some of the Team Making A team members down here, and Ty Harris. We also have Brian Corson down here, one of our other favorites. He's also a local cowboy. Let me tell you, his family members fill up out the stands down here. We'll see if we can't slide on down and get his rope pulled for him down here. Hopefully, if we do, we're going to see if Kelly can slide out and get in a good spot where she can do some filming as well as call the rodeo shots for us. They're loading up more bulls in the bucket chutes now. So, rodeo fans, we do apologize. We had such a chaos last week down there in Miami City with Southern States Bull Riding. BJ Carlos is our event winner down there. For you rodeo fans that may not know, came out, rode both his bulls, dedicated it to his grandfather, who actually just passed away this Monday. We want to send our prayers out with him. BJ actually rode earlier today, was bucked off at about 7 seconds on a bull they call Twister, one of Randant Lee's bucking bulls. And let me tell you, a little bull is getting it. BJ just not able to quite make the corner with him. Let me tell you, he knows he'll be back. Got up and actually still had a good smile on his face. We know his grandfather's upstairs smiling down on him. He's doing what he loves. And that's what this rodeo is all about. Looks like they're loading more bulls up, trying to get some of these bulls out of the arena right now. And let me tell you, Gary Brown's going to be the next cowboy up there going to. from Arcadia, Florida. This little cowboy is getting it. Actually, won the bounty last week. Got himself a couple extra $100 for riding the bull that he had last week down there in Miami City. He's going to be on a bull they brand 13. I believe it's going to be one of Junior Lanier's bulls. It's going to be a left-handed delivery, and rodeo fans, just so you know, that all these buck and shoots down there are going to be left-handed deliveries, so every one of these bulls are going to be delivered to the left-hand side, so when those gates open, the bulls will be coming out to the left. We're going to let you all know, try to call it down here play-by-play, let you know what we have going on. Hopefully, y'all will be able to stay tuned with us, and we can bring this action to you. Like I said, we do have some great barrel racing action coming up here as well. Bull's going to be out to the left now for Gary. Back around to the right. Gary got himself a seat on him. Back around to the right now. Just kind of hop-skipping towards the he's got himself a qualified ride. Great job for that cowboy. All right, that's going to be a score for Gary Brown. Waiting for that score to come in for Gary. Seventy-six, and he is going to be the event leader thus far. Going to have Nick Kakuza in second place, but let me tell you, rodeo fans, we have some rank bulls down here. We got some rank bull riders. We're getting ready to slide on down to one right now, I believe. Jake McIntyre is going to be a former PBR bull rider. Still hitting a lot of the PBR tours. We had the opportunity to see him down in Fort Pierce. This cowboy can get it. We look forward to seeing him. He's been to the finals for the PBR. This cowboy knows how to get the job done. Going to be from Doleful Springs, going to be this cowboy. Jake McIntyre. He also does a lot of music when he's not out here bucking bulls. And let me tell you, he's got a pretty good little voice to him. We're going to see if he can turn it up right now on the bull he's got. It's going to be Bull Day Brand 120. It's going to be another Junior Lanier bucking bull. All right, Jake's getting up on his rope right now, getting ready to go. He's bearing down, calling for the gate. Bull's out hard to the left, back around to the right now. Back around to the left. Jake's got himself a seat. Now the bull's just kind of spinning. Skipping down the arena, kind of fading out, knocking over the barrel. Jake's got himself a qualified score. Great job for him. Good step off as well. Jake making it look like it's just another day at the office. That cowboy knowing how to get it done right there. We're going to see what that score is bringing. In the meantime, they are rolling up more bulls now. Points for Jake McIntyre. Going to put him in second place right now. You got Gary Brown in first with a score 76. Jake McIntyre in second with a score 74. Sliding on down, we got Nick Kakuza with a score 72, and Junior Jader with a score 64. Those are going to be your qualified scores so far. We've had us about 10 bull riders so far. Still have about another 20 left to go. There's a lot of cowboys. There are a lot of bulls down here. These guys are ready to get it done. All right, rodeo fans, let's see if Kelly can't slide on down maybe towards the other end of the arena, away from the speakers a little bit, see if she can't kind of step in there and call some of these shots. I know she's busy down there doing the video, and now we're going to get all these bull riders, try to get them covered here. All right, here we go with this next bull rider. Bull's around to the right now, spinning hard. Back around to the left, going to be Hunter Carter, the cowboy. He's got himself a qualified ride. Hunter Carter, great job for that cowboy. He's on a Bull Day Brand 19. $78 points. Great job for that cowboy. Looking like as they're actually just rolling these bulls up right now. Looks like they're sliding on down with Jimmy Lathrow right now. Woo! Let me tell you, bullfighters are getting themselves up on the fence. Bulls just kind of come down there, race them across the line, making sure they got up and out of the way. He's looking for more. I think he's hungry. Not quite sure when they fed him last. You know, I'll tell you what, rodeo fans always think it's the other way around. You know, you got to make Collins eat yourself a hamburger. When you come out here to the rodeo, you're liable to get some revenge. These bulls down here will get you if they can. All right, going to be sliding down this next cowboy. Jimmy Lathrow is going to be it. Going to be on a Bull Bay brand, 419. He's coming out to the left. He is warming up his rope right now. Just had an opportunity to watch him. He was just in Del Rio, Texas, I believe, there earlier this month with the CBR. He kind of bounces back and forth, does a little bit of everything. Tries to catch the CBR as well as the PBR and then the SSBR. So a lot of bull riding action for this cowboy. It runs in his blood. He's from Fellsmere, and let me tell you, his daddy grew up raising bulls, bucking bulls. He's a bull rider. And his brothers do it as well. This is a family deal for them. All right, Kelly, you still got me on the other line over there, Kel?
Just got you back there.
All right,
Scott.
Here comes Jimmy, surround to the right. Woo! I'll tell you what, that was going to be a no score for Jimmy Lathrow. What do you think about that little ride, Kelly? Hey, Kel?
Yeah.
What do you say you can slide down to a little bit of Western speaker so you can call this? You can call this action. We're going to slide on down here with Brian.
All right.
All right, Kel. Looks like we're loading these bulls right now. Brian Forson is going to be loaded up. Got a couple more cowboys in front of them. Right now, Hunter Carter is going to be the event leader with a score of 78. What do you think about Hunter's ride?
I thought it was a good ride. I think all these rides have been good so far that have been qualified.
Well, I'll tell you what, these cowboys have really been feeding each other. You know, it seems like when one gets one, it seems like each one come right behind. So it's been really fun to watch.
All right, Scott, give me just a second. Let me flip up here and get this right on video.
All right, Kel. We can do it. They getting ready to go to Rooster down here, Kel?
Oh, he's coming out. He's taking a right. He come off that bull a little short. The bull comes straight out of the chute. Then make a turn to the left, and when he turned to the left, he just knocked him right off the side.
Lost his bull run.
Hey, Kel, who was that cowboy that?
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I moved away from the speaker now, Scott.
Hey, what was the name of that cowboy there?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have been getting on it there. We're going to have to get you replaced. That was Mark Pinero right there. Going to be a buck off for him. That was kind of a heck of a ride. Getting a little trip, huh?
Yeah. That bull can start out of that chute down the arena a little ways and then turn to the left and buck him right off to the right side.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, tough that cowboy, but we never knew back at it. Tough cowboy, one of the veteran cowboys down here. All right, here we go, Kel. We're sliding on down here with Wagner Luciano. Oh, I stand corrected. That's going to be Dustin Party. It's going to be on a full-day brand, $4.98. We saw this cowboy butt now. The cowboy butt there. Remington Buckstock actually won the season. He's 15. He's pulling pretty good right now. Pulls around to the right now, back around to the left. Oh, right in the foot. Dustin not able to make that corner for that. For that trip. Going to be a no score for him, but he's going home empty-handed, let me tell you. He's got a pocket full of mud there.
Derek, go out there and kiss him on the cheek. He might leave.
Hold on. I got to try walking down the arena short way back at the arena. I'm getting a glare off the lights here now.
Okay. Well, we want to make sure you get the best action down there and get it on video. I have some of these videos up on MakingEight.com. So, rodeo fans, make sure you tune in. Check it out. You're ready to go with Making Eight.
SSBR in town, Red Man Series, ladies and gentlemen, comes with the association. I'll tell you another thing, as you all know, the Seminole Tribe of Florida is the SSBR's main sponsor.
All right, looks like you're sliding on down there to Steve, bro.
So next time you're over at Tampa,
one of the veteran cowboys down there in the Southern States Bull Ride, and we've been watching this cowboy ride for a number of years. He knows how to get it done. Just a matter of getting his body to agree with him. So we're going to be pulling for Steve here on this bull. Definitely want to say hello to Mr. Steve A. Brown down here with us. With a Lyle, thank you very much. Had an opportunity to catch up with him, and Lyle's one of those guys that teach you everything he knows. And let me tell you, he's done us a lot of good. He's a good cowboy, and we appreciate what he's done. But looks like the bull's kind of rattling around a little bit down there in the
Yeah, he went to get down on that bull, and that bull started bucking around in that chute. Oh, the bull's got his foot stuck in the chute gate right now.
Okay,
he gets back off the bull.
They're
trying to get they're trying to get the foot out of the gate right now.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. If the weather didn't turn out as bad as I thought it was going to, that little power coming around the board, sorry. How many got palms in their back there?
All
right,
I think that's
do
something irrational here. Derek, run across the arena street.
Still trying to get that foot back in that chute there.
Yep.
You got it stuck in there pretty good by the looks of it.
Well, I'll tell you what kind of view you got from where you're at right now?
I got a good view. I'm pretty much head onto the gate right now. I'm just a little bit off to the side, but I'm looking straight onto the gate.
All right, good job. Well, I'll tell you what, we know we're definitely looking forward to it. We're going to let you talk to Chuck momentarily while you're doing the video. You think you'll be able to do the double duty down there, Kel?
Might be able to.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk for you down there. It looks like they still got Brian's bull down here loaded up. We're going to try to get down there and pull the rope for him, but let me tell you, we got a lot of great action coming on.
Here we go. This guy in October started out.
Looks like they're moving past Steve and going on to the next shoot here. I'm not quite sure who's in that next shoot there, Scott.
The record with Canadian in the PRC was 17 out of 17
bulls in a row. We'll see if we can slide on down over here and find out who we got.
Wagner Luciano.
Alright, here we go. This man right here is looking for the money. He's had a rough go at it here lately, but we know that he knows what he's doing down here. Wagner, great Brazilian cowboy, standing in first place in the Southern States Bull Ride. Looking to hold his ground. I'll tell you right now, the point
standing
is
going straight out of the chute off to the left. He's going around the left there, Scott. He's got him.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's got him up and shooting right there. That's going to be a qualified score for Wagner Luciano. He's going to move like
that
Paul
was
Raz.
An awesome ride.
I'll tell you what. that right there is the reason why he is sitting in first place. That cowboy knows how to get it done. So much smile coming out. 85 points for Wagner. Great job for that cowboy. Well, we're getting stepped down there by where we were sitting, had a great seat on them. They're loading up more bucking juice. We were kind of rotting away. We're going to slide on down here and see what we got going on. Looks like we're going down to Rooster McKeeman, who's sitting number two right now. He's on a bull they call Cisco Kid, Kelly.
All
right,
sliding up on his rope.
All right.
Here he comes.
There he goes.
Kicks out to the left.
Bulls out to the left. Oh, yeah, Rooster's got himself a seat on that bull. Turning hard now to the
He's
left.
He's firing.
Bull stomped on it down there when Rooster started to get a little spur into him.
That
I guess
bull
that bull decided.
Just at the 8 seconds. I don't know if that's
going to
hurt his score or not.
Hey, open that
slot, Yeah, maybe it's a reride. We're going to see what he's got right now.
Hey,
we're going to
reride.
Get the slot.
Hold
that
cowboy.
76 for that cowboy. All right, Kelly, you got to get ready for these bulls because they're running them up. You have to start calling these shots here for Kelly, all right?
Okay. Looks like they're going back to Steve Bryan, fucking shoot number one. Warming up his rope right now.
All right, who's down there? Oh, that's going to be Steve Bryan down there.
Okay,
I'll turn it over to you and let you call the shots, all right?
He's taking a drop, we'll wait for him to get up on his rope.
Mr. Reed,
here he comes. He comes out to the left. Oh, and he's off. That bull will be a little... This bull came out bucking and just tossed him off to the right side, Scott. Steve has a lot of try in him. He really does.
Like I said, Western Craft, Teresa Brown taking pictures. Any of your favorite bull riders, bull fighting action you see, any cool guy announcing, you know what I'm saying, you get a picture of him. I mean, he's a pretty cool guy.
All right. I'm not sure who we got coming out of fucking shoot number two right now.
Marco, Florida.
Oh, we got Bubba Creedmoor coming out of bucket chute number two. He's taking his wrap right now. Okay, no fun in his rope. Comes out to the left, and he's got still some hot skips around to the right, and he is spurring that bull. Oh, that bull comes back around to the left and just throws him off. And doing that bull come out of the left out when Bubba come out. Went to the side of the arena a little bit and spun around to the right, made a few turns around to the right, and then made a quick turn back to the left and just threw him off the side. That was a nice ride.
They get extra points for spur
nipples. All right, looks like we got Brian coming up next. Our own Brian Corson with Team Naked Eight. Scott's over there getting ready to pull his rope. see how he does tonight.
Anybody out there know Brandon Corbin? This guy has won more money at this arena than anybody riding here tonight. This is the first place I ever met Brian Corson right here in this arena.
Brian Corson is well known at this arena. They just said he's made more money at this arena than anybody else. Our announcer tonight met Brian Corson right down here.
Won his first event that he went to in the PBR. This guy is the epitome of tough right here. 2 weeks ago in Port Charlotte, he got hit right between the eyes with a bullhorn.
All right, guy's pulling his rope tight right now.
This week, ladies and gentlemen.
And he's taking his rap.
Salty dog is the bull.
We're wishing Brian all the best of luck to his 8-second ride and get a safe tweet.
This little bull is going to follow this thing around and turn back. He's got a lot of head action. What I mean by head action, he's going to jump out there and swing his head trying to look Brian off. And he is not going to succeed because this guy is an animal.
All right, he's taking his rap. Scott stepping back from the chute. We're just waiting on Brian to get up on his rope. I'm not quite sure what bull that is Brian has. And here he comes. He's coming out. Ooh, and he goes off to the right. And he's around. And he's got it. Brian's burned him. He's still going to the right. There he goes. Back to the left a little. That was an awesome ride. I tell you what, if that did not take first place, I don't know what will. That bull comes out. He acted like he was going to go around to the left. He spins it back to the right and just spins real hard. 88 points for Brian Corson. That bull spun around. Brian was... Oh, I think we're going to stop back. There he is.
I'll tell you what, if the champions are made of, that boy Bear Down, knowing it's his hometown, and he got the job done. Great job for him, scoring that 88 points off of Brian. I'll tell you what, he came out here saying he was going to win this event. He's got his hometown fans down here. He's ready to go. Trying to keep out the arena right now. Like he got shook up down there with his shoulder. We're going to slide on down there and check in with him here in just a moment.
And yeah, they're putting a hold on Bucking the Bulls right now. Brian hurt his shoulder here.
Yeah,
having a hard time. Couldn't climb out the chute there.
All right, Kel, you call some more of the action. We'll go slide on down with Brian, make sure he's all right, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he is.
Oh, yeah, that's a good job for that, Kel.
All right, we're back to bucket shoot number one.
One, 2, 3.
We're waiting for our bull rider to get it. All right, looks like he's getting his... warming up his rope. Getting it tightened up.
Oh, he like waves.
Alright. Let's see if we can get in. This is Ty Harris, our own Mickanate bull rider Ty Harris.
This bull right here, he's got nothing but attitude. I've only seen this bull ring once in 2 years. He's a 3-year-old. Watch this little guy.
Alright, Ty, come on. The bull comes out to the right. He's better. Oh, and bull Ty just gets down into the well. Oh, and he's hung up by his foot. Come on, Ty, guys, get him out of there. Very good. He found safely.
He's all right.
He got down into the well of that bull. Got his spur hooked up on the flank rope there. Got spun around a little bit in the mud, but they were able to get him unstuck before he got hurt, thank goodness.
He lost the rattle there, Rerun.
Good try for that Ty Harris.
For his growl coming out, ladies and gentlemen. That's the important thing that saved him right there. Ty Harris walking out of the arena.
All right, Kelly, you down there?
Yes, I am.
All right, let me tell you, well, that is one true great cowboy right there.
Yep.
We had an opportunity to watch him run this week. He was out there in the ranch working on his horses. Ended up getting hit by a horse this week and put him right in his riding hand. I'll tell you what? That little bull took a shot right in that riding hand, but he's all right right now. He's looking for that short go around with an 88 score. I can almost bet he'll be there. Let me tell you, Kel, I can't wait to see what this looks like on video because it was one of the best rides I've seen in a while. That bull was just straight. He was down kind of both ways. Brian was able to stay as well as fun. I'll tell you, that was such a great job for that, Kel. And of course, you know, the fact that he's riding for Team 8, you know, that's just part of the job.
What do you think? You get ready to get a grip and get explosive to all of your bull riding info on making8.com.
Are you there, Kelly?
Yes, I'm sorry, Scott. I think that music gets louder and louder the further away I go from it.
Well, I'm telling you. That's right.
I got a little confused. I heard them playing our commercial. That last ride, Scott, that you missed when you went to go check on Brian was Ty Harris. Ty came out and got spinning around to the right. He got drawn down into the well. And he came off that bull and got his spur hooked up on that bull's flank rope, but he got out of there all right. He got drugged through the mud a little bit, but they got him off that bull safely.
Well, I'll tell you what. Who's this next cowboy we got going for now? Kel, do you know who the bull rider is we got down there?
I'm not sure yet, Scott. They're still working on the flank rope and...
I'm sorry, Dola. I'm having a little trouble hearing you over there on the other side of the arena. I'll tell you what, fans are packing these stands down there. It's a great show. Great night for rodeo, you know. We got a little bit of rain before the show, but it let up. All right, here we go with this next cowboy.
All right, how many of y'all are holding up and having a good time out there tonight?
All right, Kel, what do you think? Who do we got?
I haven't heard who it is yet. I don't see any bull rider getting on this bull yet either.
Oh, really? Looks like they just loaded up a whole bunch more. They got a lot of cowboys down here getting ready to bear down. They're getting their ropes on their bulls right now.
All right, they're getting on fucking shoot number one. Buckshot Morris is coming up.
Great job, Andre. I can't wait to see what this little cowboy is. I'll tell you what, if anybody's corrected right now, Lil Buckshot is one of the ones that can do it. We still have a lot of cowboys left. We've got a lot of cowboys that know how to get it done.
This cowboy is a good cowboy, that's for sure. He can ride some bulls. He's taking his rap now.
He's on a Kelly. Bull's going to be coming out from the left.
Getting up on his rope.
All right, there he goes. Out to the left, back around to the right. Belly rolling a little. Kind of hop-skipping now, back around to the right. Looks like he's got a little bit of speed on that bull. Not sure if that's going to be enough to get it back to the short go. We'll see if we can wait to see what that score is. Let me tell you, Kel, we've got a lot of qualified rides coming in here tonight. These cowboys are getting it done. Well, what about that score to come in right now?
33-0-70
for that
cowboy. Buckshot. Okay, I get this bull out of the arena. They like this long arena. They keep going down to the other end.
Let's see if we can't get down there and see who we got coming down. Okay.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I'm ready to see the dirty laundry.
Tell you what, there's nothing like coming out to these rodeos and having fun with this crowd.
Oh, I'll tell you what, yeah, this is one of the best times. One of the best places to be on Saturday night. Tell you what, boy, the whip. That whip man down there cracking that whip. I thought he was going to get into Billy Watson down there, one of our judges tonight.
These horses are working hard tonight, getting these bulls back in here. These bulls don't want to go. These bulls, these horses have been, bulls, been pulling these bulls in left and right. All right, let's see if we can find out who this bull rider is.
And Rudy injured himself watching his brother riding in Fort Myers one night by stepping wrong. And this guy, 2 years later, is out here
going to be coming back to
die. Get on those horses. He's beneficial to his health. He's got a broken leg. He's never killed nobody.
Yep, there we go.
And
did you catch the name of that bull? They call
no,
it
I haven't.
Officer.
This bull
is sitting up on his rope right now, getting ready to go for an 8-second ride right now. Ball for the gate, bulls out to the left, back around to the right now. Oh, just blew him right up off his rope. Tell you what, just blew his feet right out when he bucked. I mean, it just launched his feet. There it went. That's going to be a no-score for Clay McIntyre. But his brother, they were and good track together. So hopefully, we'll be able to see Jake back in the short go. They are bringing 6 bull riders back to the short go. And rodeo fans, we're going to run it down for you real quick. Like Brian Corson, one of the Taking 8 members, going to be leading the event right now with a score of 88. Following right behind the number one Southern State bull rider standing with a score of 85. We're going to be using top 2 split guys right now. Looks like we're going to slide on down to Hunter Carver with a score of 78. And Kevin McKeeman with a score of 76 on Cisco Kids. So down here with a score of 76 as well.
We only have 8 bull riders left, Scott. This went by fast. I don't know if it went by that fast or I've been just having that much fun.
I'll tell you what, it sure has. I'll tell you what, we're gonna break for a few minutes, try to check in to see if we can't call some better people down here as well. Michael, the next cowboy. Yeah, and this cowboy is nothing but fucking games when they're back behind the bucket seats. But when it comes down to this little cowboy, we did it. He was 2000 rookie of the year. Alright, there he goes. Out to the right, back around. Oh, that's Ryan Jones spinning hard. Drive, got himself some spur on it. Got him qualified rock. Jones, let me tell you, we just saw him win out there in Remington, Russell last weekend. So great job for him. He's going to put himself into, I believe he's going to be enough to put himself in the short round.
Yeah, you can't miss him with that mohawk on his helmet.
I'll tell you what, yeah, he's hard to miss, ain't he? He's 6.5 for Ryan Jones. It's going to be a 76.5 for Ryan Jones. Great job for him. I'll tell you what, he's that cowboy right there has got to get it done. And I believe he's flying down the ringer right now.
He said he didn't want to let the team down. He's unfixed the team. Haynes, the four star, and Rowe, the broker, on the bull in the store round, and Rowe, the
four. What's it look like coming back to the short go so far, Scott?
I know we're really bringing stuff back. We make an 8 to be there for Brian Morrison. He's leading the map right now with a score of 88. Then going down to Luciano. We got
oh, here he comes.
Cowboys. There goes Ricky Rader. Goes to the left now. Ricky good seat on him, jumping in just a little bit. Kind of off the arena, got himself a qualified score right in the mud. Great job for Ricky Ringer. I'll tell you, you know, had an opportunity to talk with him a little bit. He's already been calling us. Hey, back to the radio. And let me tell you, you know, Ricky's been coming down on his luck here the last couple months, but he's looking to pick things back up. Great job for him, able to get the pass and make himself an 8-second ride.
Ricky Ringer is one of our bull riders that got dropped right in the middle of one of these big old mud puddles out here.
Looks like we got a little bit of action going on down here in the bucket.
Still there, something I'm telling you right now. I see a fly flying around the other day. He just jumped out of his way. I
said, no big deal. All right, who's our next cowboy down there, Kelly? You know?
I'm not good enough with the name just, Scott. I'm still trying to get there. I gotta get back there and talk with these boys more so I can get to know them a little better. So I can pick them out easier.
But now, hey, Kelly, Ty already had a qualified, or did Ty get out there on his bull?
Ty did get out on his bull. He did not. He got down into the well and got hung up on his bull, but he got out of there safely.
All right, good job for that cowboy. Well, I'm just trying to scan down the list here, find out who we got left. Julamar Bernardino. Going to be a Brazilian cowboy. We'll see what these guys can do right now. Looks like the Brazilian's getting up on his rope right now. Ricky Ringer taking a re-ride. I'm not sure what they scored him. I'll tell you what, y'all. I know these gate men down here are working their tails off. These guys down here are working down there in that mud, slipping and sliding around there, getting them gates open fast. People, it's going to be a tough job for them tonight. All right, there goes Brazilian
there
Cowboys. Going to be out to the left. Oh! Cowboys going on that rope, I believe he got a little sweat for it. You know, when these cowboys get that rosin on these ropes and they get down here and they get wet, it turns like, I mean, it's like.
In the short round, at least one. That's what I'm talking about. We got a goal
there
to do it. Little boy
here on
69
is showing that 04 active rather rare. All right, there's four bulls right now. Well, they got two or three left.
They're telling you. Not mess around. He will eat your shorts, but make sure you wear pants in the arena. Our bullfighters in trouble, but.
Sorry there, Scott, I had to put you on hold a minute. I had to do some motherly duties.
Okay.
miles when he brushes his teeth, miles when he rides the horse, miles when he walks off.
Who's this big guy coming up next? Do you know?
I'm not real sure yet. We're trying to find out ourselves.
I've known him a long time. Fort Myers cowboy right there. Here we go, Drew. Get it on your mind.
Carmichael's a big cowboy. You'll be on a full-level jet puff. Let me tell you, Drew Carmichael, the fun and games back behind the bucket cue, boy. When he gets the full, he's a business. This cowboy has got to get the job done. He's got a lot of heart to try. I just get that on his right side down. There he goes. Bull's going to be out to the left now, back around to the right. Oh, bring him down out of the well. Woo, nice little shot. I'll tell you what, he can't believe he's out there all right. Took a little shot in the back there by that bull, but he's up and out. Good job for him. Going to be scoring the game, taking a whistle.
I'm not a coach.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not a
And, Kel, I do believe we got a couple of rear high schools that are going to be coming in here as well, so we're going to have to get back
here momentarily.
I had the crowd yelling behind me, Scott.
What's that?
I got a lot of the crowd yelling and excitement behind me. It's hard to hear.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is one packed house. They come to watch a great bull ride, and I think they're getting their money for it down here tonight. These bulls are down here bucking. Don't matter, rain or shine, you know. We learned that the hard way last week down in Myakka City, let me tell you. Those bulls down there, I mean, we're just getting it. And these cowboys were bearing down, making some great qualified rides as well. So, you know, I don't know what it is, but these Florida cowboys definitely know how to get the job done. Not real sure what they got going on. It looks like they're getting ready to turn out a bull right now. All right, Kel, do you think we're down there watching Jeopardy or what?
Now, he said Garrett was a poor example of the right way. Are you ready over here?
Oh, the bulls are down here in the air.
Chad, y'all got to do something over there. Let's get that crowd rock. Are you ready? Hold on, Chad. Do something. Do a belly flop in the mud. I dare you.
Buddy Newman down there is going to be the announcer for tonight's event. He is doing a great job.
2, 3. Oh, I don't know. Who wants to see the Kelly flop in the mud?
It's like this trying to get the crowd going there.
Get that red
character
off of it. You don't belly flop in that mud, you're disappointing a lot of kids out there. All three. I'll tell you what.
All right, they got some competition going out.
All right,
Kel, here it is. The challenge now, they're getting the bulls out of the arena.
Yeah.
And get the fans going around with the wave. The bullfighters are going to get out there in the arena and belly flop in the mud. Let's see what we got going here. Great job for Chad Smith. I'll tell you what, that man's got some good
right.
His wife will have fun cleaning those clothes, that's for sure.
Yeah, you are right. Well,
he'll be riding in the trunk home.
Yeah, I think he is too. I think his wife is gonna make him ride in the back of the truck. All right, here we go. Austin Gross right now. You know, gonna be on a bull they call Shocker.
Humidity didn't make it go back to curl. I don't know what he's got going. It kind of looks like a bear and a pretty clear or something. Austin Gross is a cowboy. Number one in the high school stand. Watch this kid right here. Him and the trapper partner, Gary Brown.
Now, we're in Grove, that's up in Chiefs, Florida. That's the Cowboy knows how to get it done. Call a pretty good right now. Now, hard to the right, back around this left. Well, I can't see him. You're going to have to call. Well, I'll tell you what, Kel, we lost our view down there. I was hoping you kind of call it for us, but apparently we couldn't get that. That's going to put us short.
74.5
Alright, because those are going to really good job tonight. Alright, because those are going to send the whole thing express down there, Route 212 and 213. Hang on a minute tonight. Alright, rodeo fans, not sure who we got coming up now. They're loading more bulls in this fucking
chute. Not quite sure who we got coming up. Alright, Scott, I'm going to have to put you on hold for just a moment, okay? Sorry, I thought I was going to put you on hold, but I guess I don't. All coming over to say hello to me. I've noticed, Scott, that with these longer arenas, the larger the arena, the harder the time they have getting these bulls out of the arena.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, you know what, though? They have opened this up, so that way we can get some barrel racing action coming up in between the longest round, so we're going to see what we got.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This is going to be a little bit of a case for the sub-state barrel racers, kind of see what we got going on in between these longest short rounds. Now, this is not put on by the sub-state barrel racing, I don't believe. At the 4th of July in Fort Charlotte. For their
record, I'll tell you what, I think they need to do a belly flop and a big mud turn.
They're going to have their work cut out for us tonight. This is going to make one slick arena. I mean, it is right out here. It is muddy. When these longer, there we go. We're racking up more bulls
and
trying to get
them fire in the hole. Watch them. I feel like I've been watching TV right now. There's a whole lot of bulls going on.
Let me tell you, looks like they're shutting another bull out there now.
That bull came out of buck and shoot number one, so I don't know if somebody turned out their bull or...
Yeah, not really sure what they had going on down there, but they're trying to rack these bulls up now and get them corralled and brought back in behind the buck and shoot now.
All right, Scott. Our cowboy is getting down on his bull. Do you know who that is?
Nope, I'm not real sure down there. See if we can find out here momentarily. Jason Wayne. The Miami City Cowboys, Jason. This cowboy knows how to bear down and get it done. I'll tell you what, they're chasing the leader right now. Brian Corson will score an 88, but Jason Wade knows how to get the job done. I believe he's got a bull that'll put him up there if he can get him done.
US Challenge Pool PBR Division, like a minor league. They all win at the top card number to this guy right here, ladies and gentlemen. You take the CY. Did I miss him, the girl was like, I don't know why. I had a pleasure of traveling with this guy right here. You'll never meet a nicer guy. Drove all the way up here to the back of the city with no mask.
All right, here we go, Cal. Jump on this one. We're ready.
All
right, Jason, get it all in mind, cowboy. It's like trying to get everything situated there.
Here we go.
There we go. Pulls out to the left now. Nice little drop kick. Staying to the left. Jason's got himself a seat back around to the right now. Jason's in the corner, makes himself a ball of five score right in the
What do you think about it?
Might not have been enough to get him to the short go, but he sure knows where to drop him off, and now right in that mud hole. We'll see what that score comes in as.
We're going to get him a 9.5 for the dive in the mud puddle.
That was a strong bucking ball there.
Good point to Jason Wade. Well, I'll tell you what, with as many qualified drives as we got here, Kel, we're going to have to go back and take a break as soon as we get done bucking these reefs.
We got three more rules. We're going to take a short break, a barrel ring, drum run. Then it's going to be a short round. That's where the action's at, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to see some 94 rounds tonight, I can promise. These guys have been traveling all year for that championship down in LaBelle, Florida. I'm telling you right now, they're serious. Nice buckles up. They come for business. E-Bar Rodeo's putting on a good event. We'd like to thank you for having everybody tonight. What do y'all think about it tonight?
All right, our cowboys getting ready in bucket seat number one.
Get these people over here at the next one.
Are you there, Scott?
Yeah, I'm here, Kelly. We're trying to get things done. Not quite sure who the cowboy is down there.
Wayne Wood.
We watched him ride real hard. We'll just kind of hop around there. Oh, not able to make the corner on it, though. Kel, why don't you try to make your way there towards the truck and we get ready to take a little break?
Unfortunately,
we don't go around bowl.
Good thing I had a good job at the time.
I can do that. I'm going to put you on hold, Scott, while I work my way back over by the speakers. I'll get these last two rides on video, and then I'll go to break.
All right. Then we'll catch you here in just a few minutes. All right, rodeo fans, get ready to bring it to you. It looks like we've got one or two more re-ride bulls. Now we're going to get on down here to take a little break, and then we'll get back to some barrel racing action here momentarily. We're going to try to bring it all to you as best we can. Welton Silva's going to be the cowboy. All right, Del Rodeo fans. Well, Silver's going to be the cowboy. Going to be on a bull they call Big and Tasty. All right, bull's out to the left now. Bucking real hard. Well, he's got himself a seat. Back around to the left now. Good job for that cowboy. Tell you what, great job for him.
Look at our judge at the fall out. They are judging their slow.
Looks like Donnie Newman's,
unofficially. I can't take my shoes off.
Looks like Donnie Newman's giving the judges a little bit about a hard time. They're trying to get these scores coming in. 80.5 points for, Welch. So, Rodeo fan, we're going to try to break it down for you just like this. Corson right now, he's the event leader with a score of 80. Sliding on down, we've got Wagner Luciano with a score of 85. Slide on down, Hunter Carter with a score of, I stand corrected. We got Welton Silva with a score of 80.5. Then we have Jason Wade with a score of 80. Looks like we're going on down to Hunter Carter with a score of 78. And then we've got Ryan Jones with 76.5. I'm not quite sure. I know they're bringing six back to the shore go. Rodeo fans, we're going to take a quick break. Let us see if we can't tally up and find out who's going to the long go or who's going to the short go, who, what bull they have, and where they stand. I'm not quite sure if they're going to do a draw or what the deal is, but y'all stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Hold on there, Scott. We're going to sit here and talk a little bit longer because our computer's down right now, so. I don't have
Then I'll let you try to do a recap for us. Let you talk some rodeo while you try to get it back up. I got to work my way back down, and we'll be right back.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, folks. This has been an exciting night. It has been. It rained right before the show started. The arena is covered in mud. It's been raining all week. It has just been a lot of fun out here. The crowd is excited and having fun. They're under the stands are covered, so they got nice dry seats. They don't have to worry about if it rains. And I think these cowboys are having fun playing in the mud. There has been some great rides tonight. These bulls are out here just a playing in the mud. The bull riders are out here playing in the mud. Give me just 1 minute and I will do my best to bring up our thing here so we can bring you some music. I got a lot of good video of our bull riders tonight, so hopefully we can get them up on our website and get them showed to you.
Okay, I'll tell you what, that was one of the best bull riding actions I've seen in a while, that long go action. These bulls were just getting it. These long go bulls were really hard. They were some tough bucking bulls. We're walking past a bunch of these knucklehead little cowboys trying to get down here, ready to go.
Hold on.
All right, let's slide on back through here and see what we got. All right, rodeo fans, slide on down, refill your water bottles, get ready. You are not going to want to miss any more of this this Southern States Bull Riding action with E-Bar E Productions and the Southern States Bull Riding. We'll be right back. All right, rodeo fans, we know you guys are still hanging tight. We appreciate it. Want to let you all know that we are definitely having the computer technical difficulties tonight. Been pretty common here as of late with Making Eight, but we're getting it done. We're going to bring you some good bull riding music here coming your way right after this.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Fans, this is Ty Harris with Makin8 Radio on Makin8.com.
Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. But infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stalled. Back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stalked and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
On the back of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up. I'm gonna push my luck. Pull the gate and try to make 8 on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache. Hey, hey. I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp it. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rock. Yeah. Like a whirlwind, gonna again.
Come check out the Ripo Ropes on MakingEight.com. Get a grip on a Ripo Rope today.
Pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and crisp adieu. Yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win. Yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air. The second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up. You better stick it up. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up. You better stick it up. Hang on.
This is Brian Corson, and you listen to MakingEight.com.
I am the boom. Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back.
I'm chewing out my nose and digging in the dirt now. I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back. On your back, 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 back,
back. Well, this is Chrissy with Remington Roughstock. Want to remind you to come on out and see our bull riding shows first and third Fridays of the month at the Crosstown Arena. And also dial in and get a grip with MakingEight.com.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he come back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. But then he hits the road, fronting the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
on, folks. This is Donnie Newman, the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
Making8.com. This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Making 8 Outreach Ministries.
Hey guys, I'm Cole Villamonte of Making 8, listening to Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
I'm a genuine full-time bone-crunching, gut-punching bull-riding
Folks, this is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
Pain and fear is no stranger, but his nuts needs
Well, this is Christy with Remington Rough Stock. Want to remind you to come on out and see our bull riding shows first and third Fridays of the month at the Crosstown Arena. And also, dial in and get a grip with MakingEight.com.
If you got it, find a door, 'cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, startup chap, first strap to my boots, the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind, 'cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, or the crowd roar, it's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, startup tap, first strap to my boots, the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. I've had my share of bad rest, break the knife, got bones. But there ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the floor. I got a number on my back, start up tap, first strap to my boots, the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time.
fans, come check out the Ripo Ropes on Makin8.com. Get a grip on a Ripo Rope today.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Here you have it. We're down here in Lakeland, Florida with E-Bar E Productions and the Southern States Bull Riding. Let me tell you what we got going on. We just got done with the barrel racing. Had a great little show in there. Sorry we weren't able to catch all the action with you. We were actually bouncing around trying to catch up with some of the riders and find out who's doing what. And we got the info for you. Right now, it looks like Brian Corson, the event leader right now, is going to be on a bull they call Black Pepper. We also have Wagner Luciano right behind him with a score of 85. He's going to have the bull they call Taser. We have Welton Silva coming in with an 80.5. He's on a bull they call Wild Bill, which was actually a bull that Brian had last week in Miami City. We look forward to seeing what Welton Silva can do on this bull. We have Jason Wade coming in on with a score of 80 on a bull they call Acid Rat. It's going to be his bull for the short go. We have Hunter Carter coming in with a score of 78. It's going to be 32 over 4, which is going to be one of Junior Lanier's bulls. And then we have Ryan Jones with 76.5. He's going to be on a Bulley brand 448. So that is going to be your short go action right now. We're gonna see what we have going on. Looks like Ricky Ringer is going to take a re-ride. Now, if he makes a qualified ride and scores higher than any one of these cowboys, he will push them back. So right now, Ryan Jones is on the bubble with a 76.5. We're getting ready to go to some bucking bull action. Looks like they have the bulls loaded up in the short go. So they are starting to get this thing kicked off. So rodeo fans, go fill your water bottles, get tuned in, get ready, and we'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
Who was once a bull-hooking son of a gun? Now who keeps a pike? Get out behind, shoot number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo ground. The cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all. The bulls in the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bone. The tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all. The bulls and the Bronx knew I was bald. The ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
Alright, welcome back, rodeo fans. We're actually down here right now getting ready to go to our re-rod pool. It's going to be Ricky Ringer. We're going to have an opportunity to catch up here and see if he can put himself in the short go-around. They did score him low, and we're going to see, just because the bull did not perform to the best of his ability, they want to give Ricky the best opportunity to get back into the short go. We're going to see what happens right now. He's tying in. The judges are out there getting ready to go. Looks like he may think he's got a kink there. He's trying to straighten everything out. Give this deal the best that he can do. While we were away, we did have some barrel racing action. Looks like Megan Warren Smith won the event with 15-1-1-1. Great showing for that little cowgirl. Was actually the last barrel racer in the arena. Have an opportunity to come out, and she turned out on a quick horse. Let me tell you, she was getting it. Great job for her. So,
there
we go. Ricky's out to the left now. Real hard back around to the right. Ricky staying with him. Back around to the left. Oh, brought down short. Ricky just not able to make that corner on that for that cowboy. So it's going to be a no score for Ricky Ringer, but good try for that cowboy. Looking to try to put himself back into the short go, just not able to make that turn. All right, rodeo fans, we're getting ready to break down here in the short go action. The bulls are loaded. Riders are getting the ropes on the bulls right now. We're going to try to slide on down here with Brian Corson. Kelly, are you there? All right, we know it's a little loud down there where you're at, right there by the speaker, but we're going to be following Brian down here to see if we can't slide in. Let this cowboy get an opportunity to get a chance to get on his short go bull. He does have a bull called Black Pepper. Six. Yeah.
He's booking the short go for another 5 minutes, Scott.
Looks like they're trying to get Black Pepper right now. All right. Yo, I got to tell you, it's getting real hectic down here right now. Cowboys are getting stirred up, getting fired up, getting ready to go to some short go bull riding action. We cannot wait to bring it. Looks like they're still trying to load up one more. All right, Kel, you still down there with us?
I am, Scott. I'm walking to the other end of the arena to see if I can't get away from the music. One.
All right, good deal. Well, from the looks of it, looks like they're going to buck all these bulls and then buck Brian Corson last. But we're going to see what you got right down here. They're trying to load up Black Pepper right now. He's giving himself a little hard time. Doesn't want to get out of that area, but he's loading up now. All right, Joe, we're getting hammered by some of these bull riders down here now wanting to catch a quick word. But let me tell you, these cowboys are getting bared down now. Jason Wade looks like he's going to be in the first bucking chute. He's getting ready to go. Cowboys getting loosened up. Had a little break there in between a long and short round. These guys are getting fired up, pumped up, ready to go. We cannot wait to bring it. These are some of the baddest bulls down here. We're going to see a couple of these bulls that we saw last week, Acid Rat. Jason Wade's going to be on him. We got Wild Bill. We also have Taser. Wagner Luciano is going to be on Taser. I actually had the opportunity to talk with his girlfriend a little bit, and he is looking forward to this bull. He's been on this bull. He's looking for a rematch with him. He's ready to go. So let me tell you, these guys are ready to get it on down here in the short go round action.
I bet. They're always trying to get their own money.
I'm sorry, Kel. Yeah, the music there drowning you out. What'd you say?
I asked them Cowboys.
Hey, I'm sorry there, sweetie. I keep losing you, but that's all right. We're going to bring it to you momentarily. Kelly, are you with us there, Kelly? Guys are putting on a great show. E-Bar E-Rodeo Company has done a great job putting on this deal. Had a great concert. Casey John down here put on a really great show for us before the event. Had an opportunity to hear her say that little girl's insane. And these fans have not been disappointed down here. We got rained on just a little bit, but the rain has cleared up and nothing but mud down there in the arena. The grandstands are dry, and that's just the way they like it down here at the rodeo. All right there, Kel. The Cowboys are getting on now. It looks like Jason Wade is going to be the first Cowboy on the bull they call Acid Rat. Comes into the short go with a score of 80 points.
He came close again.
Say, that was not the mountain. He is not ready. Let me tell you, these bulls are acid rat, one of the rankest little bulls here in the Looks like Jason Wade warming up his rope right now, ready to go. This little bull giving room for his money, though. He is trash talking in the shoot down there, slamming him around just a little bit. Alright, here we go. Jason Wade getting it on. He's taking his rap right now. Cowboys down here rooting him on. Comes into the short go with a score of 80 points. Get ready to slide up on his rope right now. There he goes. Well, that had a hard to the left, spinning backwards. Jason Wade got himself a seat. Back around to the right. Oh, not able to make the corner on him. Woo, look at him coming off his face. That's the rat looking to get a piece of him, able to get Jason out of the arena. All right. Great job. Great job for Cody Robinson there. Going to be a no score for Jason Wade. Just could not make that corner when that bull came back around. That was one fast little bull. But great job for Cody Robinson stepping in there, drawing that bull's attention, and really getting it done. Looks like our next bull rider is going to be Walton Silva. Walton Silva comes in with a score of 80.5. He's going to be riding a bull they call Wild Bill. We got to see this bull buck last week in the store go. Actually, Brian Corson's ruin was brought down real short. This bull is quick, and he will stutter step. He will pull you down. So, Welton Silva's definitely going to have his hands full on that bull. Looks like they're trying to roll up a few more of these bulls right here. I'll tell you what. Now, what do you think of that little deal right there, Kelly? We're getting ready to actually go off the air. We're actually getting ready to go, out, but we will be reporting it to you. We will bring it to you live, Rodeo fans. If you do not get an opportunity to listen in and hear the rest of our show, make sure that you tune back in, listen to the replay. We will bring all the short go round action to you. So we will have it on our radio broadcast. Rodeo fans, make sure you tune in to MakingEight.com. We definitely want to thank you for tuning in. We're going to keep bringing it to you live. Kelly, we're going to let you probably call the rest of the deal if you don't mind. If you're still with us down there. There they go. They got the blasted rat out of the arena now. Looks like Eli Silva, or Welton Silva, is going to be the next cowboy. He's going to be getting on the bull they call Wild Bill.
Well, that was fun watching that bullfighter take on that bull.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that sure did make it entertaining, didn't it? These guys are getting a workout. They're doing a great job. Fantastic job. Definitely have tippy hats to them. All right, here we go, rodeo fans. Welton Silva on the bull that they call Wild Bill. We're going to get the job done down right now. All right, here he goes. Woo! Well, not able to make that corner on him. He is really fast. Started to bring him down just like they did with Brian last week, but able to stay up on him, but he could not make that corner, so that's going to be a score for Welton Silva. All right, rodeo fans. That's two in the short go bucked off. We've got four more riders left. Let me tell you, we're getting down to the dirty with these guys. Look down there and see who we got for this next cowboy. Kelly, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, honey, we're going to let you call the rest of this little deal right here. We're going to slide on down there with Brian, get ready to pull his rope, get some of these cowboys revved up. All right, looks like Ryan Jones, Kel's going to be the next cowboy. He's going to be on a bull that called they brand 448, comes in with a 76.5.
I'm sorry, it's been a long night, just be patient with
Did I lose you, Scott? Are you still there?
I hope y'all
had fun tonight.
I'm with
you, Kelly. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right, Kelly. I'm going to let you call this shot. Now, Ryan Jones is going to be the cowboy. Are you with me?
I am. I'm with
it. All right, get ready to call this deal. Here he goes. He's getting up on his rope. Trying to get that bull to stand up in that bucket seat. Oh, he's pulled his hand out. All right, Rodeo fans. Well, we got a minute. I definitely want to thank E-Party Rodeo Production Company for putting this deal on. They've done a fantastic job down here. Also want to thank Southern States Bull Riding for putting on, bringing some of the best bulls, as well as these stock contractors. They have done a great job. So, Kelly, I'm going to let you call it from your angle now. Are you ready to go?
And he's got to continue. He's spurred them all and on to the left. The bull turns back to the left and just throws him off. That bull was spinning around, realized Brian had a seat on him, and made a quick turn back the other direction and just threw him off. A little short of the 8 seconds, but good ride for Ryan. Now we try to get this bull out of here again.
All right, Kelly. Looks like we're going down here to Hunter Carter. Hunter Carter comes in with a score 78. So we're going to see what this cowboy has got right here.
Okay.
All right, Kel, we're going to break it down for you. Let you get that rope in there.
I was just informed by my co-worker here, Mr. Byron McIntosh, qualified for the NFR and the Wrangler Freestyle Bullfight right here.
Well, we're still trying to get this bull out of the arena.
Was leading when he went in. Good friend of his beating, Mr. Rob Smith. Anybody ever heard of the Kamikaze Kid?
There he goes. We got him out of the arena now.
He told me that Lori Brown is the only female bullfighter to ever come out of the state of Florida. I did not know that. You know they got a Women's Rodeo Association, right?
All right, we got our next bull rider coming up, buck and shoot number two. He's taking his rap right now.
You know, that's going to be Hunter Carter coming out of buck and shoot number two right now.
Trying to get that bull to look.
Work right here. He's gonna be the first guy to ride to tonight. What do y'all think?
All right, looks like he's ready to come out. Here he comes out to the left. He's going around to the left. He's got a seat on him. He's got him. Still to the left. Nice ride. He made an 8 second ride.
Well, I'll tell you what. That was a great job for that cowboy right there. Bull just turned around back into his hand, spun around to the left, and I mean, Hunter had a seat on him the whole ride. Eighty-eight and a half points for Hunter.
Way to blow up. Keep coming, buddy.
All right, Kel, we're going to let you call it from right here.
Okay. Are they moving? Looks like they're... Looks like they're going down to buck and shoot number four. Not quite sure if it's down there.
All right, Cal, they're down here to the number one in Southern State Bull Riding, Wagner Luciano. Cowboy is number one for a reason. He knows how to make a bull ride. Wagner's going to be on the bull they call Taser. Wagner's getting ready to bear down and make things happen right now. Comes into the event, comes into the show at a score of 85. All right, y'all, it's going to be a great matchup right here, probably the matchup of the night. All right, there he goes, round to the left now. Wagner got himself the seat back around to the right. Oh, just not it. That right at the buzzer. We got a score from one judge. We're looking to the other. Seconds for Wagner Luciano.
All right. I got to do my best. Brian. Rod, yes. My bad.
Another day in the office, Brian.
Brian, get his rope here.
Yeah.
Fun.
All right, Brian. Make it. You'll prevent now. Watch this. Count now. Make a ride, Brian.
There he comes. Dodge his head and. Now, he comes up to the left. Coming up, back to the right. He's got it. Oh! He lost his
score. It's going to be a no score for Brian. That's going to bring him short down. Just completely out of there.
You know that's going to make Brian pretty upset, but he got out of this arena seat.
Well, I'm going to let him finish out in third place here. We're going to find out what we got for a score for Wagner. I'm not sure if we're saying that there was a dispute whether or not.
We'd like to thank Ebar Romeo for putting us on.
No, he made the 8-second whistle. We're going to see what they got down there, but. That is going to put Hunter Carter in first place, I do believe. Finishing out with a score of 88.5 on his short go bull. Looks like Wagner Luciano, the only other rider. That is questionable as to whether or not he had an 8-second ride. We're going to have to check in and find out. But we will bring that action to you on our Back of the Ranch show this Thursday. Rodeo fans, we want to thank you for tuning in to MakingEight.com, listening into our live 10-gate party from Lakeland, Florida, with the Southern State Bull Riding and E-Bar E Rodeo Productions. So, hope y'all enjoyed the show, rodeo fans. We will catch y'all next week. Until then, everybody, get a grip.